Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make an Amen style transition feel a live by resampling it in Ableton Live 12 and then offsetting it just enough to create that broken human jungle swing. This is one of those moves that sounds simple, but it can completely change the energy of a DNB arrangement. Instead of a transition that just sits perfectly on the grid and politely leads into the next section, we're going to make it feel like it's pulling the floor forward. A little unstable, a little dangerous, but still controlled. The big idea here is that the transition should do two jobs at once. It needs to keep momentum, and it needs to create contrast. If everything is too locked, the groove can feel flat. If it's too messy, the whole track loses drive. So what we want is controlled chaos. Start with a tight Amen source. You can load the break into simpler and classic mode, or drop it into drum rack if you want more surgical control over the individual hits. Either way, get yourself a short, musical phrase. Don't worry about making it perfect yet. What matters is that it grooves. A good starting shape is something like kick, snare, a couple of ghost hits, and then a little fill at the end. The important thing is to keep some of the break's original feel. Don't overquantize everything into stiffness. Amen-based edits already have that beautiful microtiming and swing in the ghost notes, and that's part of what makes them breathe under a bass line. If you want a tighter skeleton, use a light quantize rather than full grid locking. That gives you a cleaner shape without wiping out the groove. Now start turning that into an actual transition, not just a loop. Think in terms of destination. The phrase should travel somewhere. For example, the first bar can establish the groove, the second bar can reduce the density a little and to add a fill, and the last half bar can introduce a reverse hit, a crash, or a short stop. This is also a great point to add a bit of shaping on the drum bus. A little drum bus drive, some saturator soft clip, maybe a subtle low-pass move with auto filter. Don't go overboard. We're not trying to smother the break, just give it some grit and direction. Now here is the key move. Set up a resampling track. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and play your section in real time. You can trigger clips in session view or just let the arrangement play through in arrangement view. What you're doing here is printing a performance, not just bouncing audio. That matters because the magic often comes from the decisions you make while recording. Maybe you open the filter a little on the last hit. Maybe you throw a bit more delay on the snare. Maybe you push the saturation slightly harder right at the end. You can even do multiple passes. I'd recommend at least two. One cleaner, one more aggressive. That way you can compare them later and see which one actually hits harder in context. Once you've got the resampled audio, drag it into arrangement view and zoom in. This is where the lesson really comes alive. We're going to offset the clip against the grid on purpose. And this is important. Don't offset wildly. Subtlety is the whole trick. Try moving the clip 10 to 20 milliseconds early for a punchy, anticipatory feel. Or 20 to 40 milliseconds late if you want that heavier, slightly drag jungle tension. You can also think in musical terms, like a tiny 1/64 or 1/32 note displacement. Listen to it with a bass line. That's the real test. A transition might sound cool in solo and still weak in the drop, if it doesn't sit right against the sub. The idea is not to make it wrong. The idea is to make it lean forward or relax, just enough so the next section lands with more impact. One really effective trick is to keep the first transient on time and offset the tail, or even just the final snare fragment. That way you preserve the punch at the front, but the end of the phrase still feels human and broken. That's a great intermediate move, because it gives you character without losing the downbeat. After that, resample again. Seriously, the second print is often the one that wins. Once you've committed to the offset and the movement, resampling captures that exact energy as audio. Then you can consolidate the best one bar or two bar result, warp it if needed, and slice out any standout moments for future use. This is one of the best parts of the workflow, because now you've got something reusable. You can drop it into another section, duplicate it later in the track, or slice it into a drum rack pad and build variations from it. Now let's make it feel like part of the track, not just a drum edit. Add a bass response. This could be the short sub hit, a restab, a low-pass tonal answer, whatever fits your tune. The point is that the bass should react to the Amen transition. In a lot of DNB, that call and response is what makes the edit feel composed instead of random. A simple and effective shape is this. The Amen fill lands, then the bass answers right after, and then the drop comes in. That little conversation between drums and bass creates a lot of excitement without needing a huge amount of material. Now shape the tension with automation. Automate your filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, or saturation amount. Open and close space deliberately. For example, You might narrow the filter as you approach the drop, raise the delay feedback briefly on the final snare, then cut it hard right before the downbeat. That gives you pressure, release, and impact. A lot of producers make the mistake of letting everything fade gradually. In drum and bass, especially in darker or heavier styles, you usually want a more decisive move. Build pressure, remove space, then slam the next section in. When you place the transition in the arrangement, think about phrase points. Usually this works best at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section, or as the exit from a breakdown into a drop. For example, you might have a main roller groove, then a bass variation, then a bar or two where the energy pulls back, and then the amen transition starts. By the time the new section arrives, the listener feels the change without losing the drive. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overquantize the amen edit. If you strip out all the microtiming, you'll lose the groove that makes it work in the first place. Second, don't offset it so much that the drop loses its snap. Start small. 10 to 20 milliseconds is often enough. Third, don't let the transition fight the bass line. If the fill is busy, thin out the bass for that moment, then bring it back as a response. Fourth, be careful not to print too much reverb or delay into the resample. You want atmosphere, but the transient still needs to cut. And fifth, keep an eye on mono compatibility and low-end phase, especially if you're adding a sub-layer. Keep the low-end centered and clean. If you want to push it further, here are a few advanced ideas. You can duplicate the resampled amen clip and delay the copy slightly, then low-pass it to create a shadow groove. That gives you subtle movement without turning it into a simple echo. You can also build a longer 2-bar transition, and then consolidate just the final half-bar so you have a reusable pre-drop hit. That's a great way to create a signature move you can reuse across tracks. Another fun trick is to reverse just the last quarter bar, then resample again. That creates a suction-like pull into the drop. And if you want extra energy, slice the final snare or ghost hit into tiny fragments and repeat them very briefly before the downbeat. Just keep it short, because if you overdo it, it starts to sound edited instead of musical. Here's the teacher tip I really want you to remember. Think in layers, not just one clip. The strongest amen transition often comes from combining a dry drum print, a wetter FX print, and a low-end answer. If only the drums are offset but the supporting layers stay locked, the whole move feels intentional. That's the sweet spot. So to recap the workflow, build a groove-worthy amen phrase, shape it into a transition, resample the performance, offset the printed audio subtly, resample again, and then reinforce it with a bass response and a few well-placed automation moves. Keep it concise, keep it musical, and keep checking it against the bass and the next section. If you do that, you'll get that edited but human DNB momentum that makes intros, switch-ups, and drop transitions feel really heavy. Now your challenge is to build 3 versions of the same transition, one tight and clean, one slightly behind the beat, and one a little ahead. Print all 3. Test them with the next 4 bars, and listen for which one makes the drop feel the most alive. That's where the real learning happens. Not just making a fill, but making the fill change the feel of the whole track.